The next installment of our Taste of Summer series, we go to a beach along Egypt's Mediterranean coast. Kimberly Adams takes us where you can get your food without leaving the shade of your umbrella.
Up and down the lengths of white sand beaches along Egypt's north coast, 35-year-old Yasser Yunus carries a large box on his back, balanced across one shoulder. He shouts the name of the sweets that are visible through the clear windows on the bright green box.
I sell fresca in the summer here in this resort, from the morning till the sunset.
Thin, crispy wafers sandwich small patties of sesame, peanuts, or coconut, often held together by honey or sugar. There are also larger ones, bigger than your hand, that just have a thin smear of sticky honey holding them together. At about a quarter each, you can buy enough fresca to share with the big family relaxing on the beach, enjoying the view of the turquoise blue water. In the summer, many middle and upper class Egyptians flee the sweltering heat and humidity of Cairo to a string of private beach communities that hug the Mediterranean coast. Here, the weather is cooler and the breeze off the sea carries the shouts of snack sellers, including the vendors of Dalia Ezzeldin's favorite, and that of her sons cavorting behind her in the sand. Gandoufli, steamed clams.
I do love them. And they can't get them anywhere else but here.
Ezzeldin is 32 years old and an e-marketing account manager in Cairo. She makes the 2.5-hour trek up from the city each weekend with her family, and she sits on her blanket with 8 aluminum foil containers of the clams, cooked with spices and peppers. The family plans to chow down after a dip in the sea.
We're waiting actually for the Gandoufli guy. When the kids saw him today, they were like cheering. They were so happy. Allah, call him, please.
One of those Gandoufli guys is 29-year-old Amr Abdel-El, who shuffles his bare feet through the warm sand while carefully balancing a tray of Gandoufli, foil-wrapped half-lemons poised atop the containers.
It's fresh from the sea. Got it and cooked it this morning. If I leave it for 2 or 3 hours, it will all go bad.
He has to sell his supply quickly, but takes a moment to explain the preparation.
It's washed well to release the sand and boiled on the cooker. Then we add some onions and pepper, as well as some tomato paste, then some spices and cumin.
Gandoufli is much more expensive than the fresca, at about 30 Egyptian pounds or $5 each. But it's a delicious, light snack, just right for a day at the beach. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in the town of El Zahour on Egypt's Mediterranean coast.
For pictures of Egyptian beach food, plus other stories from our Taste of Summer series, go to npr.org. This is NPR News.